As I said when I began this series on Jonah, there's a simple starting point that we use a lot of times when interpreting Scripture. We ask three questions. What does it say about God? What does it say about man? And what does it say about the relationship between God and man? And I always, as I've said when I open the Scriptures, I can see myself there in every one of these people. And I always like to ask, what's God up to here? What's God doing about this situation? Because what it does, it helps me when I get in those situations to see what God is really doing in my life. And here in the closing chapter, we can sum up what the story of Jonah is all about using this formula. And sadly, this story does not have what we like to see as a happy ending. As we remember in chapter 3, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God provided the great fish, swallowed Jonah, spit him out on dry ground. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time to go to Nineveh. So Jonah this time obeyed God. He went to Nineveh. He told them 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The whole city was stirred by this and repented, including the king, so much so that they proclaimed a fast even for the animals and all the people there. And it tells us when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, He had compassion on them and did not bring upon them the destruction that He had threatened. So if we look back now to where this point is, what's going on? Jonah has obeyed God. He's gone to Nineveh. He's told them to repent or Nineveh's going to be destroyed. Nineveh repented. God chose to not bring the destruction that He had threatened on the city. But it tells us now Jonah was greatly displeased, and he became angry. What was he displeased about? Why would he have any reason to be angry? Well, he was angry with God because of the circumstances that had happened. The Assyrians were his enemies. Why would God want me to go to my enemies to tell them to repent and to turn to God? But he was angry with God about the situation that had happened. He knew, as he said, Lord, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen to you. And this is what I said when I was still at home. And this was why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. Because, Lord, I knew that You're a gracious God. I knew that You're a compassionate God. I knew that You're slow to anger and You're abounding in love and You're a God who relents from sending calamity. In other words, what he's saying to God is, that's why I ran. I knew You were going to forgive these people and I didn't want them forgiven. But you see, God changed His mind. He decided not to bring the calamity upon them, and Jonah was displeased and angry about it. He was angry about God's way because he wanted it his way. And he found himself in a battle with right and wrong, with what was spiritually right in God's way and what was fleshly wrong in his way. Jonah was greatly displeased and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, Oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That's why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that You're a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Notice in the story of Jonah, no one was destroyed. The sailors in the ship that he got on to begin with were safe. Jonah was still alive, although he disobeyed God. And Nineveh was spared also, because they repented and turned to God. So we see God was a God who relents from sending calamity. And he says to God, Now, O Lord, take away my life, because it's better for me to die than live. Now, what an attitude for a prophet of God to have. It's better for me to die than to live. Why did he have that attitude? What reason did he have to be angry with God? God spared his enemy. He didn't want them to be spared. He wanted them to be destroyed. God's my God. God's going to do it my way. But God did it God's way. Because God's a loving and compassionate God. And he spared Nineveh. Jonah was pouting like a little child. He was so angry because things didn't go his way. that he was pouting like a little child. He said to the Lord, "It's better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied to him, "Have you any right to be angry?" I think some of the translations say, "What right do you have to be angry?" Jonah was actually waiting, hoping that God would change his mind and destroy Nineveh. And God said, "What right do you have to be angry at me?" So Jonah went out and he sat down in a place east of the city. He didn't even want to be around those people. He sat down at a place east of the city and he made himself a shelter. And he sat in the shade and he waited to see what would happen to the city, hoping that God would change his mind and destroy Nineveh. Then the Lord God provided again for Jonah, didn't he? Here Jonah was, God's servant, angry at God, and God provided for Jonah. Now what's God up to here? God provided for Jonah a vine, and he made it grow up over Jonah to give him shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. What God was doing here, what he was up to, he was giving Jonah an object lesson. Here was his servant. God had shown Jonah his mercy and his glory and his compassion time and time again. With the sailors on the sea, with Jonah himself, with Nineveh, Jonah sitting here angry, and again, God's compassion pours out on Jonah to ease his discomfort. He's giving Jonah an object lesson. He's saying, "Watch what I'm going to do." But at dawn the next day, after God provided the vine, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. And when the sun rose, again God provided, but he provided a scorching east wind. And the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. In fact, he wanted to die, and he said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." Again, he was angry with God about his circumstances. Notice, when God eased Jonah's discomfort, he was happy. When God allowed the discomfort, Jonah was angry. And God says, "What right you have to be angry at me? I'm in charge," is what God's saying. And Jonah himself said, "That's why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. Because I knew you'd have compassion on these people. And that's why I'm angry. I want to die." Why did he want to die? Because he knew he couldn't run. He'd been down that road before. He knew he couldn't run from God. So he was saying, "The only thing left for me is to just simply die." If only Jonah would just allow God to be God. But again, he became angry, and he says it would be better to die. But again, God said to Jonah, "Do you have any right to be angry about the vine? About what I've done in the vine?" And Jonah says, "I do. I'm angry enough to die." Have you ever been so angry with God that you say, "God, I'm just so angry"? When you think we have a right to be angry at God, do we have any right? Absolutely not, because God is sovereign. He does what he wants, when he wants, to whoever he wants, how he wants. And it's all according to his good pleasure. The problem is, we aren't on board with him. We aren't seeing things according to his will. Remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Father, take this cup from me, if possible, but yet thy will be done, not mine." He wasn't angry at God. He wasn't angry at his Father. He said, "Your will be done," because he knew if God's will be done, then it would be best for him and best for everyone else. But instead, Jonah was mad about the situation. He was mad that the Ninevites had been spared, and he was mad now that this vine grew up, and he thought, "Oh wow, things are going to be great." And about that time, there the vine went. And his discomfort returned. God was giving him an object lesson, like he does a lot of times with us. He tries to show us by allowing the discomfort, by allowing the discipline. Jonah says, "I have a right to be angry, angry enough to die, but the Lord said, you've been concerned about this vine, though you didn't tend it, You didn't make it grow. You've been concerned about this. It sprang up overnight and it died overnight. In other words, it's nothing. But God says to Jonah, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people. People, Jonah, that I created. But yet, they can't tell their right hand from their left, and they don't know about me. They don't know. This is a wicked city. They've gone astray. And they have as many cattle as well. Cattle that I created. Jonah, this is my creation. You're so concerned about this vine that you didn't tend or make grow. There was nothing. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. God says, should I not be concerned about that great city? And our story ends there. The story leaves us, though, with several impressions on our mind. First of all and foremost, again, as we look at the story of Jonah, I don't know about you folks, but I'm Jonah. That's me. That's me that I'm reading about. And I say, what's this telling me about God? What's this telling me about me? And what's this telling me about my relationship to God? First of all, it tells me, what right does a person have to be angry about what God's doing? Second of all, it tells me throughout the whole story here, God lives up to His character. He never changes. He's slow to anger, abounding in love, maintaining love to the thousands, forgiving the wicked, rebellious, and sinful. God never changes His character here in this story. He's a God who would rather discipline to correct us than destroy us for disobedience. Look at the discipline Jonah went through. He went through the storm on the sea. He went through the scorching heat. What was God trying to do? He was trying to discipline Jonah to bring him back to obedience to God and to be joyful about what God's doing. Thirdly, it shows me that God cares about all of His creation, all of His people, and even the rebellious and wicked people. Shouldn't I? It also shows me that while Jonah, myself, sways back and forth in his emotion and in his actions and in his feelings, God never does. God maintains the same character. We see the great contrast between God and man, between divinity and humanity, between God's mind and man's mind. Man, am I so glad that man is not my judge? We have a God as our judge who is faithful and just, slow to anger, abounding in love, maintaining love for the thousands and forgiving the wicked, rebellious, and sinful. We see the contrast between God's ways and man's ways here, between God's word and man's word. Remember the very beginning? The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh. Preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. The word of God. Go. Preach. But the contrast. Jonah says, O Lord, this is what I said when I was still at home. That's why I was quick to flee from Tarshish. Because I knew what you were going to do. I knew you were going to forgive those people. I knew that's why you were calling me to go there. I knew you were calling me for the benefit of them. And ultimately, folks, a lot of times when God calls us, who reaps the benefits? We do personally if we obey in obedience. The theme throughout Jonah is that mankind is rebellious against God. Mankind is prideful. It was pride that stirred Jonah. This is my God. I don't want that person to know Him. I don't want them to prosper. He's my God. I'm the prophet. I'm going to do it my way, and I'm not going to go to Nineveh. The theme throughout shows us that sometimes we even delight in the destruction of others. We sit and can't wait to see God destroy them. Remember when the disciples were with Jesus and they said, Lord, let's call down fire on those people.
Jesus said, no, that's not the right way. It shows us that mankind sways back and forth, but God stays the course. And God desires all to repent and to come to Him. That's His desire. And He allows and even provides disciplines to bring us back. Jonah was responding to his own fleshly desires, to his will, and it brought about rebellion and anger within him. I want you to stop and think about that in your own life. Our world is full of angry people. Our world is full of people that are just downright angry. Why? Because of rebellion. Because of following the fleshly desires of me, myself, and I. God allows and even provides the disciplines to bring us back to Him. I remember when I was a boy, my dad told me not to ride down this one particular part of town down the sidewalk on my bicycle. So, of course, like the great Ten Commandments that was laid out before me, don't ride down there. So what did I do? I broke and I rode down there. And when I came home, my dad spanked me, and I can still remember the day. Why did he do it? Not because he hated me. He did it because he loved me, because he didn't want me down there. Maybe for safety reasons. I don't know why. Maybe because there were older kids there that I shouldn't have been hanging around with. But nonetheless, if I'd have obeyed, I wouldn't have been spanked. And that's what God was doing to Jonah here. He was giving him a spiritual spanking, wasn't he? And God does that with us. When we're disobedient to God, when we're rebellious, turning away from God, angry at God, He's going to spank us. Why? Because He wants us to come back. He wants to draw us near to Him. Because He loves us. He's compassionate. He's abounding in love. Jonah knew he couldn't run away from God in his anger, and we can't either. He already tried that route on the ship. This time he wanted to die because that would be better. Then he'd be out of his misery. He'd be out of his displeasure and out of his anger. But his prideful heart led to that rebellious action. Rebellion led to God's discipline. And God's discipline made Jonah angry. So angry, he wanted to die. I hope you folks never get to that point. Because God says, what right do you have to be angry with me? Only if Jonah would have accepted God's will and God's way would the story have ended happily for Jonah. And will it end happily for us as well? When Jonah turned to God in the fish, he was spared. When the Ninevites repented and turned to God, they were spared. Romans and Acts both tells us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And what right do we have to be angry about that? God has not only given us rules, guidelines, and He disciplines us, but He's also given us a way that if we call on the Lord, we will be saved. We will be forgiven. Because He's a God who's steady, slow to anger, abounding in love, maintaining love to the thousands, forgiving the wicked and rebellious and the sinners. Let's pray.